All right, this is Sunday morning, 7:28-24. This is a teaching, but it's called The Return of the True Prophetic Office. All right, there's a legitimate office of the prophet. In today's world, there seems to be prophets everywhere. I'm surprised they probably got hotlines called Dial a Prophet. You know what I'm saying? They're just everywhere. I'm not discounting anyone, but there are protocols that are to be used concerning the revealing of God's secrets. There is a divine order for the prophetic. It appears to have gotten out of hand. Okay, we're going to look at, well, you don't have to turn there. This is Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. If you look back in the Old Testament, you'll find that the prophet was like an advisor to the king. There was an advisor to the king on God's plan. That was why they were there. It was to keep the king walking in God's plan. God would speak to the prophet. He'd speak to the leader. I believe that President Trump has a team, and some of them are prophets, and they have been around him and are advising him. The prophet didn't just blab what God said to just anyone. He was on a dispatch from God with a message for the leader. Today we see prophets so-called blabbing their message and speaking against the leaders. This gets the listeners critical of the leaders. Instead of praying for our leaders, we are bashing our leaders. And this has caused the enemy to divide us even more. All right, we're going to look at some scriptures here. 2 Timothy. If you believe you're prophetic, you better just be very cautious about the words you release. That when you give them, they are unctioned by God to give them. And when they are unctioned of God, it's usually to an individual, not getting on a podcast and blasting it all over the United States and the world about the president's missing it. Second Timothy. And then you see comments underneath saying, criticizing the president. There's been definitely abuse in this office. 2 Timothy 1:2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet it is not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husband that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say in the Lord, give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bounds by the word of God, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It's a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also suffer with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a canker, for whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strives. My beef is this. If someone has a true word of God for the president, they need to take it personally to the president, not air it out to thousands and thousands and thousands of people so they can criticize and cut down. The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. We have to learn our place in God. It's been my, as a prophet myself, it has been my I'll just say this. I've given out few words, personal prophecies, to anybody. And I have a drawer full of them. But unless the Lord releases me to do so, I do not do so. Because what has he done? He's imparted a secret to me. And it may not always be to hear it and blab it. It may be to pray for them. You got to be very, very careful to do that. This is hurting the body of Christ, I'm telling you. And there's a lot of prophets out there. All right, go to 1 Timothy 5. First Timothy 5:1, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father and the younger men as brethren. All right, verse 19 explains further. Against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Even in the church, the prophets judge each other, not the congregation. Go read it. If and when you hear something like this, you'd probably do best to click them off. Go to the Lord about it and ask him, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to pray? I'm asking the Lord, what am I supposed to do about this? I haven't listened to their prophecy, but I heard about it. And it just wrenched me inside out, like, who do they think they are? God called our president for a time, such a time as this. That does not mean he's perfect. He isn't. They're looking for a preacher in the White House. They're not going to get it. We needed a warrior. We needed a lion. We needed somebody that was tough and strong and would take care of business. We don't need any more namby-pambies in there. All right. God called our president for such a time as this. We need to be praying for him. Not trashing him. All right. 1 Peter 5:5, elder, there is a church leader specifically. I have respect for Kim Clement. I know that Kim Clement had a letter he wrote to President Trump. And as far as I know, his daughter has held on to that letter. She has not disclosed what the letter says until a time that it can be delivered to President Trump. That's how you do it. And that should be for anybody, though. Anybody you have a personal word for, you don't air it to everybody and then give it to them. All right. This so-called person bringing all this on this podcast was also criticizing Kim Clement because he had some association with the CIA at one time. So I don't know about all of that, but I know this. I had respect for Kim Clement, and I do not want to hear, especially someone that's already gone to be with the Lord, that I respect and honor, and you're going to sit there and trash them? I think not. They're not here to defend themselves. All right. This is just one of the prime examples of the old guard church. We have so much unlearning and relearning ahead of us to get in divine order as the church. Again, I'm warning you to stay off this bandwagon. There are some seasoned prophets out there in the limelight. You can tell because they stay in the confines of what prophecy really is for: edification, exhortation, and comfort. This is 1 Corinthians 14:3. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. Not for trashing and bashing. What's edification? It means confirmation. What is exhortation? It means solace or comfort. And comfort means to draw near. If a prophet has a word for a leader, it may contain correction based on the revelation, gifts, and prophecy. But God will see to it that it is brought to him or her through the proper channels and private, not aired on a podcast across the nation. All it did was cause division and people now trashing the president. Because I looked at the comments. I didn't listen to the podcast, but I looked at the comments. God's the judge. God will do the correcting and we do the praying. I miss Brother Hagin. He was a prophet. And he talked about how private the office of the prophet is. When you're carrying on God's secrets, you better be watchful that he has given you the go-ahead to share it. When God shares a secret with me, sometimes he says to go tell them, and sometimes it's just for information so I can pray for them, and sometimes it's just for revealing what is coming. Now, word of wisdom and word of knowledge bring, they tell you, word of wisdom is about future events. Word of knowledge is about present events. And that's part of the prophetic. Anyway, I just want to warn everybody, if you come across this, you know where we're coming from, because I think it's because maybe of lack of teaching. People just don't know everybody's a prophet now. And we know through a lot of things that happen, and President Trump not getting in office, and all these prophets were prophesying he's going to be in office and all of that. Well, they had to come out and backtrack. And you hadn't really heard much about them. It could be God's correcting them as young prophets because they are not mature enough to stand in that office as of yet, and God's correcting them. And so they're keeping their mouth shut because they look like a fool. Okay. All right.